This is Dr. Collins again with another nugget for your bucket. There's a children's book entitled, Have You Filled a Bucket Today? I recommend that everyone reads it. This book encourages us to treat everyone with respect. In the words of the book, everyone has an imaginary bucket that makes us feel better when it is filled. And for our buckets to be filled, it takes the deposit of others. Knowing that filled buckets causes us to feel better would lead some to be inclined to take from the bucket of others to fill their own. Well, taking from the buckets of others will never fill our buckets. However, when we fill others' buckets, there is a deposit into our bucket. In other words, helping other people feel better about themselves helps us to feel better about ourselves. Similarly, when we hurt others, we actually hurt ourselves. Disrespecting others actually attracts disrespect to ourselves. Listen, life is like a boomerang. Whatever we send out, it tends to come back at us. If we send out hatred, hatred tends to come back at us. If we send out disrespect, disrespect tends to come back at us. But if we send out love and respect, that's what tends to come back at us. Please, my friends, I urge you in your actions and in your words, send out love and respect. And since I am talking to educators, let me remind you that this does not just work for adults, it works for children as well. I know you are the degreed person, the adult, and the educator, but that does not give us the right to be disrespectful, derogatory, and degrading. It is important that we model respect, especially to our disrespectful students. It sounds backwards, but trust me, it is the best policy.